see where we were then. We just talked about falling off of horses, and I said something about a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor. You'd say I must have, what would he say?
Rolled or fallen out of the bed.
Okay. The things that you would put on horses' feet to protect them from the road, what do you call those?
Horseshoes made of iron.
Yeah. And the part of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto would be called what?
The hoof, H-O-O-F.
Okay, if it were two of them.
Two hooves.
Okay. The game you play with them, with those horseshoes, what do you call that game?
Pitching horseshoes.
What other kind of games do you play outside like that? Did they used to play like pitching horseshoes? Are there any other kind of games?
Marbles, play marbles, tennis, and talking about baseball?
Not any kind of outdoor game.
Baseball, softball.
Any other different kind of games though, like, some other different kind of games that we don't know about that I don't play?
Not that I know. I don't know of any.
Any other outdoor games?
I don't know any. Pitching.
Kites or?
Huh?
What's kites?
Oh, yeah, that's flying a kite.
I didn't know whether it was a game.
No, it's not a game. Flying kites, they just put them up.
Yeah. Okay. The male sheep is called what?
The ram.
And is it a special wording? Do the farmers use any other kind of special
no,
word for
sheep?
For the male sheep. Do women call it any other?
No, it's just.
If women are present, do they still call it
the ram?
The ram, no matter what. They don't try to dress that up by.
No, that is the name for a male sheep.
Yeah.
In the dictionary. It's in the dictionary.
Okay. What about for a female sheep?
That's a U, Y-E-W.
Do they call it anything else?
Nothing except a U.
Okay. And what do they have on their backs? What do you raise them for? Get off
wool.
All right. And how about a male hog? What do you...
A male hog is called a boar. And the boar is a nice name. In other words, that's the only one I've ever heard.
The only one about used by farmers, by women.
Everybody.
And also in the presence of women.
That's right.
Okay, no problem there then, huh? All right, what would you call a male that's been sort of altered, though, like a castrated male hog? Any name special name?
No, there's not any, name special for him.
Have you ever heard of a barrow?
A barrow.
I don't know what that is.
That could be the hog that had been castrated, a horse that's been castrated. I don't know what term they'd use in the horse, but they do castrate horses.
They do.
They castrate anything like that that they want to tame.
Is that why they do it?
That's why they do it, so they won't have any gender at all. In other words, they don't have any sex problem with it. For mating problem, I should have said.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to talk about hogs now. A little one, when it's first born, is called what?
A piglet.
And when it is a little older, what's it called?
It's called a shoat.
S-H-O-A-T.